Marcy Schuler with 307 Net Radio. We're unedited, unfiltered. And I'm here with Shan Edwards. She's candidate for county clerk for Johnson County. Good morning, Shan.
Well, good morning, Marcy.
tell us and tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, I moved to Buffalo in 1993, and I raised my family here. I have two children, Heidi and Randy Houck, and I'm married to Bill Edwards. And so his children, we have also Crystal Smith and Dustin Edwards. I've worked in this community, whether it's been through owning businesses or working for others, working in nonprofits and on boards since coming here. So I've been actively involved, I would call myself, for several years, doing a variety of things. And I truly love it here. This is home. It's been probably one of the best decisions of my life was moving to Wyoming.
So you've kind of touched on it a little bit, but tell us why you're running for county clerk.
You know, I love serving the community. As I said, I have in different capacities done some different things, and I have always really felt truly rewarded by being able to do all of the things that I've been privileged to do. And I think that it's not, for me, it's not about giving back in just that I'm starting to give back. It's that I feel like I just want to continue to do something that provides, taking my experience and taking my time that I've spent here and putting that to use in another way. And I think that one of the things that kind of stands out to me is always wanting to be a good resource for others, whether they've needed information or services or connected to different programs or things in the community, being able to do that. That was one of the great, wonderful things about the Community Resource Center. That was a primary piece of that, was connecting people to the information and the resources that they needed. So I've really, over the years, I've enjoyed that people have come to me for different things, a variety of things, and I've really enjoyed that, mostly because it helps others. And I think that that can go a long way in a position like this through the clerk's office. So
most of the community, I'm assuming, are more like me, and we don't really know exactly what qualifications, how you prepare, is there training, licensing that's needed, and how have you prepared for the office, or tell us your qualifications for the office.
So I guess what I can say to that is through the many years of working, whether for others or in my own business, and in some of the specific positions that I've had, I find that there's a variety of skills and tasks and things that we've accomplished, you know, just through work. And so when I think about, as a business owner, and I think about the budgeting and the preparing for all of the unknowns, there's a lot of ups and downs, especially in the business that we were in, through the methane and oil and gas roustabout business. You know, so when it comes to really learning how to do that, and my job was always to handle the business of business, so it didn't matter if it was from the bookkeeping's perspective or working with the banks and building those relationships and preparing for projections and budgets and being able to answer to some of those things. So I think that over the many years, you know, not just in business, but when I worked for the state of Wyoming, I worked in the substance abuse division at the time, is what it was called. And, you know, my primary job there was to provide technical assistance to all of the grant recipients for a particular program. And so not just recommending whether or not they are funded, but then also helping them to be as successful as they could be. And so that was a huge part of that job was understanding at that time, you know, the best practices and how to get achieve the best outcomes. And so in doing that, you know, that came with a lot of responsibility for also evaluation and being able to report outcomes. And a lot of that funding was state and federal. So oftentimes there were policies and procedures that had to be implemented or followed. And so touching on a lot of different things over the years, again, I think a lot of those experiences will cross over. I would hope that there is some sort of transitional training. I mean, none of us have been the county clerk before, but I do know that one of the things in my life, when in my work practice, is I've never been having to been told what needs to be done or when to show up for work or when it's time to go home, because you do what needs to be done. And that's probably mostly from being a business owner. But now that I am also working full-time for a small business owner, you know, I get to see that from the other perspective as well. And I do apply the same work habits, and I try to make sure that no matter what, you can't really quit doing what just needs to be done. And so that just seems to be part of me now.
Great. So the clerk's office does have a lot of important responsibilities for county. Mm-hmm. So generally, they maintain all the records of all governing body transactions, resolutions, ordinances. They're responsible for keeping records of deeds and various licensing and public mm-hmm. records. And, you know, that stuff's all pretty important to all of us. So what do you think that the most important qualities the county clerk should have to best run that office, you know, given the detailed oriented things that need to be done there?
Well, that's one of them, detail oriented, of course, organized. You know, I would think that process and procedure is very important. Consistency is very important. Fairness in how we carry out those duties, I think all of that's very important. I can tell you that I'm probably one of the reasons why I think my some of my traits are a good match is because I do follow process and procedure, and I like it. I believe those things are instituted for a reason, and then there's a reason that we stick to those things. So when it comes to all of those duties of the clerk, there's a process. And I think that that's a good match, even just for my personality. But in terms of my skill set, you know, I think those things are very important. I think also having an even temperament is important. I think that somebody who can work well with the public, whether they're glad to see you or not, is very important. And hopefully building, you know, relationships, somebody who can build relationships across the board with the community and with the other elected officials. I think those things are very important too, as well as the county employees. So I think that being able to be a true resource across the board for all of those that you come in contact with is important. So it's hard to say just one thing or two, but it's there's a lot goes on there. So I think being able to simply get along with others is also very important. So anyway, that's what I would think.
So in some ways, there's a lot of clerical work that goes mm-hmm. with the position. And clerical work can be kind of repetitive. So what would you do, and how do you stay motivated to do that kind of work if it's a repetitive type of job?
Oh, I've done that kind of work for my whole working career. I started out bookkeeping. I mean, that was what I had been doing since out of high school, was bookkeeping, and always enjoyed it. In fact, in high school, I took bookkeeping, but I also would do all of those extra training packets that came along, every single one of them, because at that time, everything was just manual. We didn't have computers. to do that for us. You know, that came a few years later, and I thrived on all of that, the details of everything. And so when it comes to doing that kind of work, that's actually second nature. I like process and repetitive. I like the consistency that comes with using programs. I like the being able to, you know, that kind of work on a day in and day out basis is actually a little comforting to me. I like things to balance, and I like to know at the end of each week, month, day, whatever it may be, given the task, I like to know that they're right. And so that's always been ingrained in me. And in all my years of with our businesses and bookkeeping, we can go back with some references on that to the banks, and they'll also tell you the same thing. I'm very, that is something that is just part of how I do business. So,
if you're elected, you won't just be an employee in the office, you'll be the boss. So that brings us kind of to your management style. How would you describe your management style, and how would your management style best serve that office and the team?
So over the years as well, we've had many different employees through our different businesses. Of course, the most through Wolverine Roustabout. And I would say that in working with any of my staff, there's always the training and the cross training. You know, those things are a given. That to me strengthens your whole team. And then there's also making sure that everybody understands that when they don't understand something or they need a refresh on something, to never hesitate. So I really like to keep open communication with my employees. I like them to feel comfortable. Life happens to all of us, and we have to know that our employers support us, you know, no matter where we work. I think that... And I've been asked this before, and I have a hard time, I guess you could say, putting that into words. But I like to build those in-office relationships just as well as with the public. And so I trust that they will tell me, but I also think that training is very important, and I think that opportunities for that should always be a priority. I just want them to be the best that they can be. So, and then also be in the right positions. Because that's something else I think employers sometimes struggle with, is making sure that everybody is where they can do their best. And those that want to do more will be also given those opportunities. So,
great. So what do you imagine a typical day would be like in the county clerk office, and what do you think a typical day would be like, and how does that appeal to you?
I would imagine that, again, there's a lot of process and procedures, so there's the daily day-to-day, and I would imagine that there are a certain number of, I'll call, visitors who come in to collect information. I would imagine that you would typically see a lot of the same people, because I know when I used to visit the clerk's office, I was constantly titling something or dealing with something in that manner. And I would say I was there more often than like maybe many others who just maybe do a vehicle a year. We would do several. So, you know, I think that you would see a lot of the same people. But of course, over time, you would see so many. And I think that that's where that fairness factor comes in. You know, you want everyone to feel that they just had a bright spot when they actually came in and then left the clerk's office. You know, I would hope that everyone that left there felt like they were helped, and that in that whatever it was that they came there to achieve, they were able to do, and also able to understand. You know, things can kind of get complicated sometimes, the processes, and sometimes I think, you know, when we do something every day, it's easy for us, but it's not so easy for the person coming in. So a typical day, I'll bet there are some frustrated people, and I bet they get upset. But I would hope that over a course of time, we could also work together to find some ways to smooth some of that. I think it would be great to have a better understanding, especially on some of these processes when you've lost a loved one and you have to come in and deal with transferring of anything. You know, it may be the first time they've done that. For us, it may or may not be clear sometimes what the answers are. So I would hope that those days would be few, but I would imagine that there are plenty of frustrated people that come in. And so I'll bet it's interesting, and I bet every day is never the same. And I would expect that there would be so many opportunities to learn more about everything that goes on, because I'm sure that we're not always readily just have the right answer, and we have to look it up or figure it out. And I think that would be fun too. So I can just imagine all of the interactions of that day. But I would hope at the end of every day, you knew you did the best you could, and that everybody left there feeling like we've represented them well.
Yeah. So let's switch to kind of a different topic, but in the county clerk's realm, all over the country, voters are concerned about election security. So if elected, you would be responsible for accurately reporting the 2024 general election. What will you do to ensure community confidence in Johnson County and that every vote that a person, you know, that one person casts is counted?
One of the things that I would like to do, and of course I don't feel I am now, is that I would like to become an election integrity expert. I would really like to fully understand so much more than I do. I mean, I can say that I support paper ballot processes and that I support in-person voting as the primary, the most, you know, that would be the preference, would be in-person voting. I can say that I don't like crossover voting. I can say all of these things, but I want to better and fully understand more about every single one of these issues. I can only say that which is consistent with the rest of how I do business, I like things to be right, and I like them to balance, and I like them to be perfect. Can I guarantee always that everything will be that way? Well, no, of course not. But there has to be, and there is, processes in place to deal with those things. So I would just say that consistent with how I am, that I would do the very best that I could. And I think that I would have no problem in achieving, getting confidence from all that would be correct in the end.
Great. Well, you know, we've run down kind of my list of questions, but I'm sure there's much more you want to tell the voters. We have a forum coming up on July 20th, so mm-hmm. I'm guessing you'll be there with the rest of the crowd, and we'll probably have a few more questions and answers. But is there anything else today that you'd like to add?
You know, I think that when it all is said and done, you know, the clerk's office, it's a very important place where a lot of things happen, and there's so much emphasis, you could say, on customer service, and that's another one of those terms that means so much. But I do truly believe that anyone who comes in the clerk's office, I would hope, whether it's under me or anybody else, that would hope that they would leave there knowing that they were best served. And I think that it would be a privilege, of course, to have the opportunity to take care of that for this community. So thank you very much for the opportunity to do this, Marcy.
Great. Thanks for your time, Shan. Okay.